command. The tip is controlled. Oh, by Highland. Nice move by Highsmith to get in behind the Bobcat player and get the ball. And a shot, top of the key is good. Jacob Abbott gets a three, excuse me, from the top of the key. Here come the Thayer Bobcats going the other way. Down already, 3-0. Trinkler hands the ball out front. He's going to get fouled. That'll be on Highsmith. Highsmith had been injured, I was told, but finally back in the starting lineup, so it may take him a little bit to kind of get back in game form here for Highland. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball. They'll give it out to Deckard. Now swing it around to Combs. Combs takes it to the top. Right side to Deckard. Deckard takes the three. Moves inside. Tries to pass it inside. Ball is kicked out of bounds by the Thayer Bobcats. Belcher didn't see it coming. Bounced off his knee and goes out of bounds. So Bobcats with a turnover on their first possession. Down 3-0. Thayer back playing the zone defense. Highland with the ball. Then the shoot over the top. That is Highsmith with an air ball. Rebounded by Heath Combs. Out to Trinkler. Bobcats with a 3-on-2 if they take advantage. And it is Trinkler going all the way to the bucket, lays it up with the left hand. Oh, we got a foul called. That'll be on number 13, Trent Sullinger. And already two fouls going to be called here in the first minute against the Highland Rebels. And it'll be Hunter Trinkler, the Bobcat freshman, who leads them in scoring this year, by the way. Trinkler going to the free throw line to shoot two. The lefty puts the first one up. Oh, so too much on it. Hits the back of the rim and bounces out. So Thayer is still not on the scoreboard. 46 seconds into the first quarter. Trinkler will try it again from the free throw line. This one rolls out, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around, and is going to be saved from out of bounds by the Highland Rebels. Heisler got it over the corner. Heisler brings it across the timeline. Thayer back in that 1-3-1 matchup. Ball going to the high post, poked away by the defensive Trinkler, picked up by Combs. Combs to Deckard. Hollis rushing up the left sideline, hands the ball to Belcher. They are looking again in the half-court set. Here's Belcher weaving his way toward the bucket. Lost it on the dribble. Ball picked up by Sullinger. And the Highland Rebels chance to add to their three-point lead here. 6:44 to go first quarter. Thayer and Highland. Bobcats have not scored yet. Highland with a three. Stanford got the ball. Gives it out on top. That is Sullinger. He fires from the elbow and scores. Trent Sullinger with two. Highland up 5-0 here in the early going. Thayer's had it three trips, and they've turned it over two of them. Here's Belcher with a nice pass from Trinkler, and Belcher goes and gets the Bobcats' first bucket of the night. Laid it in off the window. Nice play by the Thayer Bobcats, looking to be content and intentionally trying to work that ball into the middle tonight. Rebels with it, working around. Oh, they got it down inside, wide open with Sullinger. Got behind the defense. Nobody knew was there. He laid it in off the glass. And Highland back up by five. Thayer working around the right side. Here's Combs going to the bucket. Lays it up and in off the window. Heath Combs with a nice quick move on the right side. And the Thayer Bobcats are within three here at 7-4. Bobcats starting to get into a little rhythm. Highland with it. They work it out top for Stanford. Stanford swings it left side. Now right side. That is Sullinger. Pulls up with a jumper. It is good again from the elbow. Sullinger with 6 points in the opening quarter. And Highland back up by five. Thayer with it. Here's Trinkler going to the bucket. He lays it up and in. Bobcats have found something. That's dribble penetration and getting easy layups on the offensive end. Highland has a little trouble with the handle on the ball. They get it back. Just swinging around the left side to Heisler. Heisler out around the three-point line. And throws it to the right side. Got it there to Jensen. Jensen back out on top. Around on the left side for Abbott. Abbott moves to the top of the key. Swings it right side. Three-point shot is up. No good. Heath Combs got the rebound, gets it out to Deckard. Excuse me, Hollis. Wanted to run, now brings it across the timeline. Bobcats set the offense. Right side it goes to Combs. Combs wanted to go high post to Belcher, and they'll swing it around the horn. Hollis Deckard with a three, and it's good. Hollis Deckard with a three. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and the Thayer Bobcats have tied it at 9 with 4:38 to go. First quarter, Highland wants a timeout. We'll be back in 30. On the Ecom Sport Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
That timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Fayer. Highland Rebels with a basketball tie game now. Highland called that timeout, didn't like it. Fayer was on a 5-0 run, stopped the bleeding right there. Highland working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Got it on the left side now. Stanford swings a skip pass to the right side. Now penetration by Sullinger. He goes all the way to the basket and scores. Trent Sullinger with 8 in the quarter. And it's a two-point lead for the Highland Rebels. They're going to pick up, looks like, a 2-3 zone. Bobcats make a substitution, by the way. Combs is out of the game. Checking in Carter Nicholson. Bobcats gets the ball down low to Riley White on the baseline. Kicks it out tied. Now to the high post to Belcher. Belcher has it poked away. Scramble after the loose ball picked up by Highland. Stanford has it for the Rebels. Nice defensive play there. They just, once Belcher caught it, they just poked it away from him. Out of his stronger hands. Here the ball in the middle for Highland. They'll swing around to the right side. Looking for a three. Shot is up. That's off the rim. No good. Long rebound taken by Trinkler in traffic. And then he falls down, and the ball knocked out of bounds by the Highland Rebels. A lot of contact there. No foul called. And Thayer making another substitution here. Dominic Boyce will check in. Belcher will go to the Bobcat sideline. The Bobcats going with Boyce, White, Deckard, Nicholson, and Trinkler right now. Down by 2 with 3:23 to go in the first quarter. Here's a pass to Boyce on the right side. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, Riley White, he up and scores. Bobcats have scored 11 points at all. Well, they have 5 different Bobcats who have scored now. All 5 starters have put the ball in the hole here in the first quarter. Highland again working around the perimeter of the Bobcat 1-3-1 zone. Got to Sullinger on the left side. Gives it in the corner, gives it right back. Skip pass goes right side. Now back to Sullinger, out around the elbow. Couldn't get open for a shot. Gives it up to Jensen. Jensen swings it right side to Heisler. Heisler elevates. Tries to pass it down the corner. Ball is deflected and out of bounds. Good play by Dominic Boyce. Good anticipation. Substitution now for Thayer. As Deckard will check out. And number 1 checks in for the Bobcats. Now, I do not have him listed in my program. And here's a basket up and good for Highland. And I didn't see who scored it. Anyway, Highland scores. And go back on top 13-11. There, Bobcats with the ball. Here, the Bobcats. Oh, that's tough. That is Horton. Gibson Horton. He comes in and he hits a 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. That 3-pointer brought to you by Ozark, or it should be Community First Banking Company. So Horton with the 3. Highland with a basketball down now by 1. Thayer leads at 14-13. Highland looking to penetrate. That's Sullinger again. Goes all the way down inside. Ball poked away from him. And will go out of bounds on the baseline. I guess trying to catch up to it. So Kipton Horton getting a little varsity playing time. I did not see the only Bobcat game I've not seen was the game down at Pocahontas. As far as I know, this is Horton's first varsity experience. He's been lighting it up from the JV side. Inbound play, and we're going to get a foul. Highland tried to inbound it down under the bucket, and a foul called on Riley White. The senior call for his first. Highland will inbound it again down along the baseline to the left side of the basket. Looking to get it in the paint. Ball tipped away by the defense, and no. Trying to get that ball to number 11. That is Jacob Abbott, their big kid in the middle. Bobcats are just absolutely collapsing on him. Highland inbounds it this time out front to Heisler. They'll take it to the top. Highland gets into the half-court set. Left side, ball goes to Stanford. Stanford, wing pass over to Sullinger. Sullinger travel with the basketball. Trying to go down the right side. Sullinger call for the travel. And with a minute 53 to go in the first quarter, Thayer with a one-point lead and the ball. Trinkler, two freshmen in the game for the Thayer Bobcats right now, Horton and Trinkler. Here's Carter Nicholson, Bobcat Jr. Gets it now to Dominic Boyce. Boyce powers his way to the bucket. Going to get fouled on the move. He'll go to the line and shoot 2 as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to be on number 13. That is Sullinger, and that'll be number 2 for Sullinger. They're going to call it on the floor before the shot. Number 20 checking in now for Highland, Luke Dunn. Dullinger, with those two fouls, will leave the game. He has scored 8 of the 13 points for Highland here in the first quarter. Bobcats inbound the ball, got to Riley White. He takes it out to the wing on the dribble, feeds it on top of the Boyce. Boyce over to Nicholson, thought about the three, now looking to penetrate, throws up a little baby hook shot, no good. Rebound is off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. Nice play there by Jacob Abbott. It was going to be off of Highland's. Abbott there saved it back in, and it went off of Dominic Boyce and out of bounds. That was a nice play. Here comes Highland, chance to get the lead back with a bucket. But Dullinger, who's been their best scorer so far in the game, is not out there. And here's a pass to the top of the key. It's going to be stolen by Trinkler. Oh, and he tries to bounce pass it to Boyce, and Boyce didn't see it coming. And it bounces off his leg and out of bounds. Substitution now for Thayer. Boyce will check out. Jaden Belcher back in the ballgame for Coach Matt Dixon with Thayer Bobcats. Again, a minute 13 to go and counting. Here in the first quarter, Thayer leads Highland by 1. Rebels win the ball. Number 10 on the far side is Heisler. Brings it outside, and around the horn it goes to number 4, Huckabee, who just checked in. Huckabee gives it up in the corner to Stanford. Cross-court pass going to Jensen. Jensen back around the horn it goes. He just can't find that shot on the perimeter. Good perimeter defense by the Bobcats here out of the 1-3-1 matchup. Down to 6 seconds on the shot clock. Highland forces one from way outside. It's up and no good. Rebound controlled by the Rebels. Jensen leads it back out top. Fresh 35 for the Rebels after the shot off the rim and the offensive rebound. They're going to spread it out. 25 on the shot clock, 28 on the game clock. Oh, and here's a foul going to be called. An illegal screen set by the Highland Rebels. Number 1 call for the foul. That is Stanford will be his first and the 4th team foul against Highland. So Thayer will bring it the other way. Carter Nicholson out of the game for Thayer. They get Hollis Deckard back in there. And Thayer can hold it for the final shot of the quarter with a 1-point lead, 14-13. Trinkler's got it. Gives it out front to Deckard. Thought about the three. Now backs it back out. 14 on the game clock. Excuse me. 14 on the game clock here in the first quarter. Thayer holding for the final shot. Deckard going down the baseline. Gives it to Belcher from the corner. 3-pointer is no good. Rebound by Highland. And that'll do it for the first quarter. A score, Thayer 14, Highland 13. Bobcats with the lead. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Well, back at the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas, the site of the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. We're in Maverick Division play. Thayer Bobcats have the lead at the end of one quarter, 14-13. And Bobcats have looked better tonight. By the way, Bobcats open the quarter with Horton, Trinkler, Hollis Deckard, Jaden Belcher, and Riley White on the floor. Trinkler takes the ball out of the backcourt, brings it into the front court for Thayer, setting the offense from there. Swing it over to Horton on the left. Now to Belcher on the wing. Belcher holds it high. Gives it to Riley White at the high post. Back to Belcher. He'll take one dribble. Fire a three. That one's off the front rim. No good. A rebound taken by Highland. Good play there by Heisler to get that rebound. Takes it to the top on the other end. Gives over to Sullinger. Deep three ball is up and no good. Hollis Deckard with a rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Deckard brings it into the front court. Gives off to Belcher. Belcher looking a little penetration move. Oh, and he goes down there. I've got to call him for a travel. Now, Belcher absorbed a little contact there and kept going, and he took an extra step. Baylor Bobcats have scored 13 points and six different players have scored, or 14 points and six different players have scored in the game. Nobody with more than one basket. Ivan with it. They got it to Sullinger at the free throw line. Turn, shoots, no good. Horton down with a rebound for the Bobcats. Baylor wanting to go on the fly. Belcher up the left side. Going to the bucket. Little European step. Couldn't get it in. And a foul going to be called on Highland. That's going to be on Sullinger. Time to draw the charge. He's called for the block. And that'll be number three on Sullinger. And Coach Wolf is going to get him out of the game immediately. That is the third for Highland's other leading scorer tonight. He has scored eight of their 13 points. And here's Belcher at the free throw line for Thayer. Hits the first one. But Jaden Belcher with a free throw. Thayer making a substitution. Number 22 checks into the game. And I do not know who that is either. I'll get a name for you. I think that's Edwards checking into the game. So Coach Matt Pitts using a lot of the bench tonight. Normally doesn't happen in the varsity. Belcher hit both free throws, by the way. He's got 4 points to lead the way. Highland with the basketball working around the perimeter. They look a little lost without Solis in there. There's a long skip pass. Shot is up. No good. Belcher with a rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Belcher up the right sideline. Draws the defense to him. Now takes him to the hole. Puts up the shot. It's good. Jaden Belcher, nice aggressive power move. Got the ball up and in off the window. Thayer leads it now by five. Bobcats working it on that 1-3-1 defense. Really giving Highland Fitzgerald all out on top. They'll swing it around to the left side. That's Stanford. Oh, and there's a backdoor cut and a basket for number 10, Heisler. Owen Heisler got loose on the backdoor side and hits the layup. Thayer coming the other way. Lead cut to three. Here's Decker with a three-point shot. No good. Belcher went and got the offensive rebound. Bounces in the lane, and that's an offensive foul. Belcher ran into the defense of Highslip and is going to be called for the foul. That'll be his first. That's the first team foul against Thayer in the second period, and really the second team foul against Thayer in the game. Here come the Highland Rebels with the ball. Highslip crosses the timeline, gives up to Stanford. Stanford will give it over to Jensen. Jensen now to Huckabee. Huckabee holds it on the wing, swings it around. Down to 20 on the shot clock. Highland, there's a move to the basket. Shot no good. Block by Trinkler. And the loose ball picked up by Riley White. Here come the Bobcats. Trinkler to the top of the key. Swings around to Deckard for three more. Yes. Hollis Deckard now 2 for 3 from the three-point line. That's good to see. Hollis starting to heat it up from the perimeter. Bobcats have missed that in the early season. Hollis just hadn't quite found the shot yet, but looks like he's getting it back. Highland with the ball. By the way, the three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Here's another steal by the Thayer Bobcats. Trinkler had it. Now it's taken back away by Highland. They'll go the other way. All the way to the bucket they go. Oh, and they missed the layup. We're going to get a foul on the rebound. Either they're going to call on the foul. I think they're going to call Hollis Deckard foul on the rebound. And Coach Matt Pitt says, how's that a foul? He was laying flat on the ground. Anyway, Highland making a substitution. Number 4 checks out. Huckabee Gregson. Connor Gregson, number 23, checks in. Highland running the inbound play here. It was a non-shooting foul. Foul on Hollis, by the way, his first. Highland working it around the perimeter. 30 on the shot clock. Let's swing it to the right side to Highslip on the wing. Bounces it one, gives it out to Gregson. Gregson will hand off to Jensen. And a long shot is up. And it's good. Jensen hits the three. And will go to the free throw line and shoot one. Foul on the Bobcat. Was on who? Number 21? Deckard, no. He's on 24. Trinkler will be his first. Trinkler calling the foul, and the free throw is up and good. For number 0, Jimmy Jensen. So he gets a 3, and it's a 4-point trip down the floor for Highland. And the Rebels, just like that, are back within 2 at 21-19. There, Bobcats get the ball in the hands of Trinkler. He goes all the way down to the baseline, and he shoots and scores. Trinkler now with 4 points. That's a good drive down the left baseline. Highland back with the ball. Got it. Out front to Heisler. Heisler runs it to the right side to Stanford. Stanford back out on top to Gregson. Gregson, and they continue throwing around the perimeter, and then ball's going to go out of bounds. And the official say was touched by Trinkler. Trinkler looks like he didn't touch it. But anyways, Highland ball. Rebels inbound down by four with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Out front is Jensen. Works it just inside the three-point line. Dumps it down inside. Nice play. Jacob Abbott makes the catch. Goes back up with the lay-in. And the Highland Rebels back within two, 23-21. Mayor Bobcats with the ball. Heath Combs out on top. Takes it to the right side. Hands off to Trinkler, curling to his left. Trinkler spins in the lane. The 10-footer's up and in. Trinkler, this freshman, I tell you, I've been saying it every game. He's a good-looking player. Trinkler now with six in the first half for the Bobcats. Highland with a basketball and working around the perimeter. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Highland comes out there with it. Up with a shot, no. And finally, Heath Combs will yank down the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats with the ball. Hollis Decker up the floor. Going right down the middle. Is it Belcher on the wing. Belcher into the lane. Pulls up with a jumper. Oh, it's off the rim. No good. But a whistle and a foul going to be called on the play. I believe Jaden Belcher is going to go to the free throw line. And the foul's on number 10, that is Heisler, will be his second of the game. Jaden Belcher back to the free throw line. Jaden with 6 points in the first half for Thayer. Will shoot for number 7, and it's good. Hits the front of the rim and bounces over for Jaden Belcher. Bobcat sophomore puts another one up, and this one is good. Took all the rim to get it in, but he got it done. 8 points now for Belcher in the game. Thayer up by 26-21, biggest lead of the game for the Bobcats. Highland working the ball to the free throw line. Highslip pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. Second bucket of the night, Rowan Highslip. He's got four. Thayer lead is back to four. Thayer working the offense. Got to Heath Combs. Heath looking to penetrate. Ball poked away. Picked up by Belcher. Belcher gives it back to Combs. Well, a lot of contact on that play. Nothing called. Here's Trinkler looking to shake and bake. In the lane. Pulls up. No, we got a blocking foul. Going to be called on the Highland Rebels. That's going to be Highslip, number 10, and that's going to be his third of the game. So Owen Highslip going to have to go to the Highland Rebel bench with those three fouls here in the first half. Doesn't have to, but he's going to. And Trinkler at the line shooting two. The freshman puts the first one up, but it's good. Trinkler now with 7 in the game. Thayer's lead is back to 5, 28-23. Number 12 will check in. That is Lynn. Lynn into the game for Highland. Second free throw for Trinkler. No good. And a foul on the rebound. That'll be on Riley White of the Thayer Bobcats. He tried to push a Highland Rebel player out of the way to get that offensive rebound. It's called for his foul, his second of the game. Highland will bring it the other way, down by 5. 2:36 to go in the first half. Highland working it to the left side. Got it there to Gregson. Cross court it goes to Lynn. Lynn back out on top to Gregson. Gregson gives it left side to Stanford. Another skip pass goes over to Heisler. Heisler. Back to Stanford. Stanford to the elbow. Goes down low to Lynn. Back to Stanford. Highland continues to use all the shot clock they can. Shot clock is down to 8. Bobcat defense not giving them what they want. Here's a wild three-point shot out. Bounces off the backboard and the rim. And Belcher comes down the rebound for Thayer. Bobcat looking to go on the break. Belcher pulls it down on the wing and now shoots. No good. Gets his own rebound. Had the ball poked away, and he gets it back. What a lot of contact and no foul call. Bobcats with it. Trinkler going hard to the bucket, lays it up, no. And he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot again. There was a lot of contact inside, and a foul going to be called on Jacob Abbott of the Highland Rebels. First foul on Abbott in the game, and the fourth foul against the Highland Rebels here in the second quarter. And Trinkler back to the free throw line. Hit one out of two last time he was there, and he hits this one. Now 2 out of 3 for the game, and 8 points in the first half for Hunter Trinkler, Thayer Bobcat freshman. Dominic Boyce has checked back in the game for Thayer. Boyce, Belcher, Trinkler, Hollis, Deckard, and Combs, and Trinkler hits both free throws. 9 for the freshman. He leads all scorers in the game. And with 1:43 to go, Highland crosses the timeline, down by 7. Biggest lead of the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Highland swinging around to the right side. Now back to the left side. Gregson will fire a 3. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Dominic Boyce. Bobcats will bring it the other way. 1:27 to go in the first half. Winner of this game will get flipping tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. There, Bobcats. Hope it's them. Here's Decker, gives the ball to Belcher. Belcher going to the hole, puts the shot up, no good, but he's fouled on the drive. And the foul will be on number 11. And that is Jacob Abbott. That'll be his second foul. So Highland is building a lot of foul trouble right now. And Jaden Deckard, or Belcher, I'm sorry, will go to the free throw line for Thayer. Belcher's hit four free throws in the game here in the first half. He's been aggressive, taking the ball to the hole and getting the contact. First free throw is up and good. And that's the part of his game that Belcher really has to work on. Again, he's just a sophomore. Got to work on being able to handle that contact. Second free throw is up and good for Belcher. He's got 10, first player in double figures, and the Bobcat sophomore having a good night. And 6 out of 6 from the charity stripe. Highland with the ball on the offensive end, down now by 9. Biggest lead of the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Lead by 9, 1 minute to go in the first half. Stay tuned, coming up at halftime. We'll have your 5D screen printing halftime show. Here's a steal by Trinkler, the freshman for Thayer. Drive the length of the floor and scores. Trinkler now with the 11. And Highland the other way quickly. That's the ball out on top. That is Jensen. Jensen, an off-balance shot up and no good. And a rebound taken by Jacob Decker. And he's going to be fouled. That'll be on the Highland Rebels. Call that one on number 20. That is Luke Dunn, who just checked in the game a moment ago. Picks up his first, and that's team foul number 5. So the Thayer Bobcats going to the free throw line with 39 seconds to go in the first half. Already leading by 9. Actually, I'm sorry. Leading by 11. Make it 12. 35-23 Thayer. Jacob Deckard hits, Hollis Deckard. Jacob's his dad. Hollis hits both free throws, gives him 8. Thayer leads it 36-23 as we approach the half. Down to 35 seconds to go. 30 on the shot clock for Highland. He gets the ball on the left side to Gregson. Gregson out on top. Going to the elbow is Stanford. Passes inside. Shot is blocked. Thayer Bobcats come down with a loose ball. 21 seconds going to half. Deckard's got it. Racing up the floor. Thayer looking to add to their lead. Got to Belcher. Open for the 3. Doesn't take it. Gives to Trinkler. He'll fire it up. That one's off the rim, no good. Boyce with a rebound, puts it back up and in. Dominic Boyce with a rebound, and he's on the board. Thayer leads it now by 15, 38-23. Here's a long shot, the buzzer for Highland, no good. At the end of one half of play, Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Highland Rebels, 38-23. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your 5D screen printing halftime show in just 2 minutes. On the Ecom Sports Network.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L3302 four-wheel drive tractor package with a front-end loader, rotary cutter, and box blade, all for just $458 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
So welcome back to the A.L. Hutchinson Center in Highland, Arkansas. The Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. We're in the Maverick Division. And at the half, the Thayer Bobcats lead the Highland Rebels. Thayer led by one at the end of the first quarter, 14-13, and then outscored Highland 24-10 to take the 15-point lead, or to take the 15-point lead here at the half. You're listening to the 5D screen printing of West Plains Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. And let's run down the scoring for the Thayer Bobcats. Now, they're led by the freshman, Hunter Trinkler. He's got 11 in the game. Sophomore Jaden Belcher with 10. Senior Hollis Deckard hit two threes in the first half. He's got 8 points in the game. Two for Heath Combs, two for Riley White, two for Dominic Boyce, and a three for Kipton Horton for the Thayer Bobcats. As Coach Pitts has gone a little bit deeper on his bench than normal here in this game. The Highland Rebels are led by Trent Sullinger, scored 8 points. All of those were in the first quarter. Sullinger got into serious foul trouble. He got three in the first half. When he's out there, Bobcats really don't seem to have a way to stop him, but he didn't play hardly at all in the second quarter and missed quite a bit of the first quarter. He is an offensive weapon and only 8 points in the first half because of the foul trouble. Owen Highslip has hit two shots. He's got four. Five for Jacob Abbott. In fact, he had a three to start the game, and that's the only, well, the second three that Highland hit in the game. It was the first one, but it's one of two they hit in the first half. 5 points for Jacob Abbott, four for Jimmy Jensen. He had a three and got fouled and hit the free throw on that play. Again, 38-23, Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Highland Rebels. If things stand the way they do, if Thayer goes on to win this game, they will play Flippin tomorrow at 3 o'clock. That'll be a dandy. That's a really good Flippin ball club. Loser of this game will take on Cedar Ridge tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. All right, again, you're listening to the 5D Screen Printing Halftime Report. We'll be back with more in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Well, the final game of the Maverick Division in the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational will feature Bay against Melbourne, and that game will be coming up immediately following our game. We'll not be on the radio, but we'll be here at the A.L. Hutchinson Center in Highland, Arkansas, side of the tournament that's become one of the best tournaments around. Well, you talk about good basketball. In the Outlaw Division, Blyville is here, Lincoln is here, Rogers, Arkansas, Fayette, Ware, Collierville, Osceola, East Poinsett County, and St. Benedict. Those are the eight teams in the Outlaw Division. They'll be playing this afternoon. Folks, that'll be some high-level basketball. Thayer Bobcats playing at a pretty good level tonight. They lead at the half over the Highland Rebels by a score of 38 to 23. Getting ready for our second half to start here. Good time for me to tell you about some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Partners in Shine of West Plains, the Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe, and Studio in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters over there, Mr. Dent of West Plains, Forstler Store in Thayer and Ashland, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. Just some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. All right, Bobcats break the huddle first to get the second half started. It will be, I believe, Thayer Bobcat. Will be Highland. It'll be Highland ball to start the second half. And Highland's got number 13 back on the floor. That is Trent Sullinger, their leading scorer in the first half. Remember, he's playing with three fouls. He'll have to be a little bit careful on the defensive end. Bobcats come with the same lineup that started the ballgame. Deckard, Belcher, Trinkler, Combs, and White. Bobcats on the defensive end. It was a pass almost stolen by Trinkler. Ball picked up by Highland. Gives it down in the corner. Three ball out of the corner. Is off the rim. No good. Rebound. Heath Combs for Thayer. Bobcats want to run. Trinkler up the floor. Pulls up down the wing. Gives it to Hollis. Deckard trailing the play. Deckard to the top of the key. Highland back in the zone here. Looks like they switched it from a 2-3 to a 3-2. Bobcats get the ball to Trinkler. Trinkler going down the baseline. Puts a shot up off the window. No good. Rebound off the Thayer. Bobcats and out of bounds. It'll be Highland Rebel ball. Just underway here in the third quarter. Thayer leads by 15 over the Highland Rebels here on their Rebels home court. At least one of their home courts. Of course, they also play games over at the Highland High School. This one at the A.L. Hudson Center. Highland works it to the left side. Got there to Highslip. He'll swing it outside to Sullinger. Back to Highslip. He'll fire another long three. That one's no good. And Heath Combs with another rebound. Gets the ball out to Trinkler. Trinkler taking it up the left sideline. Surveys the floor. I'll take it to the top of the key out between the circles. And the Bobcats get into the half-court set. Now they got everybody set. They'll go to the high post to Belcher. Belcher down the left side of the lane. All the way to the bucket. No. And puts his rebound back up in the air. Belcher missed the first shot. Stayed with it. And tips it back in off the window. Belcher now with 12. The lead to scoring for Thayer. Highland with the ball again. They swing it cross-court to Sullinger. Sullinger holds it high up there. Gives it down in the corner to Jensen for three. It's off the rim. No good. Hollis Deckard with a rebound. He is hounded coming up the floor. Three defenders on him. He gets rid of it to Trinkler. Oh, Trinkler lost the handle. And it's going to be called for a backcourt violation. I didn't think all 3 points had crossed the timeline when Trinkler lost the handle. And the ball went into the backcourt. And when he touched it, it was a backcourt violation. By the way, number 11, Abbott, has checked out of the game. And number... who checked in? Number 20 checked in. That is done for Highland. Highland with it, working around the perimeter of the Bobcat 1-3-1 zone. They got down inside. That is a high slip. He gives it back outside. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound control by Highland. Now a scramble on the floor, and the ball is off the Highland Rebels and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball, 5:57 to go in the third quarter. Highland's not scored yet this quarter. Bobcats have only scored two. Trinkler brings it into the front court. Moves it to the right side. Hands off to Combs. Highland being a little more aggressive offense or defensively here. They are running the offense left side to Belcher. Gives it to Deckard. Deckard down the middle of the court. He puts it up and in right down the middle of the lane. Hollis Deckard in double figures. Third Bobcat in double figures here tonight. Highland Rebels win the ball. On the left side is Heisler. Gives it out top to Sullinger. Bobcats cut him off as he tries to drive to the basket. Gives it back out to Heisler. Heisler kicks it on the right side to Jensen. Jensen back over to Heisler. Guys just playing catch out front, down to 13 on the shot clock. They get to Sullinger. Shoots a three that's no good. Combs had the rebound. Lost the handle, and Trinkler picks it up for Thayer. Trinkler up the right sideline is going to get fouled. That'll be on number zero. Yep. Jimmy Jensen was laying the body in the Hunter Trinkler going up the sideline. They finally got him for the foul. Bobcats make a substitution here. Heath Combs is out. Who checks in for Thayer? Carter Nicholson checks in for the Thayer Bobcat. Here comes Trinkler. Crosses the timeline. Leans over to Hollis Deckard. Hollis makes the three. Now goes down the left side of the lane. Gets it to Riley White inside. A little give and go. And Riley White scores his second bucket of the game. 4 points now for the big Bobcat senior. And a good pass from his senior partner, Hollis Deckard. Here's a long shot for Highland. Up off the rim, no good. Belcher rebounds it for Thayer and leads the break. Belcher down in the middle of the lane. Finger rolls it up off the glass. No good. Rebound going out of bounds in the corner. It'll be off of the Thayer Bobcats of the Highland Rebel basketball. 4:34 to go in the third. Highland making another substitution. Looks like Dunn checks out. Number four, Nate Huckabee, will check in. Highland having problems finding anybody to put the ball in the basket here in the third quarter. They still have not scored, and we're 3.5 minutes into this period. Sullinger with it, looking to go down the lane, kicks it back outside for Stanford. Stanford, a nice move into the paint. His shot is blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Hollis Deckard, and then goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Thayer. Deckard tried to save it with a behind-the-back pass. He bounced it off a Highland Rebel, and then it hit Hollis while he was standing out of bounds. So Highland will inbound it down under the bucket. They'll have to bring it way out front. Stanford will give it up. And now down the corner, Highslip for three, and it's good. Owen Highslip hits the three for Highland, and we're going to get a timeout on the court. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Thayer leads it 44-26. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back. This timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Roger Foley in Thayer.
We all plan to be on time. But fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have opened up a 44-26 lead over the Highland Rebels here. Midway through the third quarter in the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. Winner of this game will move on to play Flippin at 3 o'clock tomorrow in the Maverick Division semifinal. Loser will play Cedar Ridge tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Thayer Bobcats only scored 6 points here in this third quarter, but they've held Highland to just three. That was the made basket by Highslip just a moment ago. Now Highland coming a little full-court pressure. Looks like full-court man-to-man. Bobcats will bring it the other way. Belcher crosses the timeline on the dribble. Draws a double team to him and loses the handle on the ball. It's picked up by Highland. Highland Rebels took it away from Belcher with a full-court man-to-man pressure, and the Rebels have got it in the half-court offense. Lead the ball down to Huckabee. Huckabee out on the wings. Leads it to Highslip on top. Now Sullinger on the left side. Sullinger, after 8 points in the first quarter, has not scored since. Highland working around the perimeter. Here's a three-point shot up. No good. Belcher down with the rebound. And the Bobcats. A little semi-break going up the floor. Now Deckard brings it back out top of the key. There we'll get in the half-court offense there. Trinkler feeds it down to Riley White. Out around the three-point line on the right side. White to Carter Nicholson down the left corner to Trinkler. Trinkler will take it out on top. Give it back over to Deckard. Hollis gives to Nicholson. A long three is up. It's no good. Rebound taken by the Highland Rebels. Rebels looking for a bucket here to climb a little closer. Long cross-court pass taken by Heisler. Heisler, he'll fire a deep three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Highland. Saved from out of bounds. They get to Sullinger down the left side of the lane. Shoots and scores. First bucket since the first quarter for Sullinger, and all of a sudden he's got 10. Thayer breaking a full-court pressure. Carter Nicholson races up the floor. Now he has it taken away, and Huckabee with it. And we get a held ball call. Oh, we got a timeout call by Highland. Highland has possession for a moment, and Coach Wolf calls the timeout. 2:37 to play in the third quarter. Thayer up 44-28. We have a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
So back after the timeout. By the way, that timeout brought to you by our friends over at Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Capri Bristow in Thayer. Don't know if Roger's listening right now. Capri might be over in the office. All right, Highland Rebels with the basketball. 2:37 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it by 16. Rebels only scored one basket. Well, two baskets here in the third quarter. They give to Sullinger. Sullinger forces it inside. Couldn't score. Rebound, Highland back up and in. That is Jimmy Jensen. So Highland, a little bit of a run here in the Thayer Bobcats. Oh, and they throw it away. Deckard tried a no-look pass down the court to Boyce. It's stolen by Highslip. He hands off to Sullinger. Sullinger's shot is blocked, and Belcher comes out of there with it for the Thayer Bobcats. Belcher with the ball gets poked away at midcourt. We're going to get a foul. That's going to be on Jensen. Every time Belcher gets the ball, Highland just, they start swarming him like a swarm of bees. He has turned it over a couple of times, but that time he got fouled. Thayer will inbound the ball. By the way, the foul is on Jensen, his second of the game. Trinkler with the ball in the backcourt for Thayer, now brings it across the timeline. 27 seconds to go on the shot clock, and Thayer will swing it around the horn. Got it over to Boyce. Boyce goes to the high post to Riley White. Turns around, looks at Cutter, now dribbles down the lane, shoots. Oh, a little bit hard, couldn't get it. And Riley gets his own rebound, goes back up, and gets fouled on the play. Going to call that one on number one. That is Carson Stanford. And Riley White going to go to the free throw line, shoot two for the Thayer Bobcat. I want to say thanks to some more Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer, the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Karen Perkins over there. First free throw for Riley White is good. Riley now with 5 points in the game. Also active chiropractic and acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, and the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center. And Riley White hits both free throws. The Thayer lead is now 16, 46 to 30. Highland with it, working around the perimeter. Got the ball to Stanford. Into the lane, shoots and scores. Nice play there by Carson Stanford, his first bucket of the game. And the Bobcat lead back to 14. Here's Deckard, got tied up in midcourt and threw it away. Highslip going for the bucket, throws it inside. We're going to get a blocking foul called on Hollis Deckard trying to draw the charge. Hollis will be called for his second of the game for Thayer. And they're going to call that on the shot. Yeah, they're going to call it on the shot. He will shoot two. A minute 18 to go in the third quarter. Highland hanging around, just down by 14. Thayer looks to make a run. They get up by 18, and then Highland will come back and hit a couple. And the pressure Highland's been applying defensively, especially at midcourt, has really given the Bobcats fits here. First free throw is up and good for Heisler. He's now scored 8 points, trying to make it number nine, and he does. And now full court man-to-man pressure for Highland. Deckard with it in the backcourt for Thayer and gets it across the timeline. They don't throw the double team on him. They've been doing that. Here to give to Belcher. Belcher looking inside. Nobody open. Gives to Trinkler. Trinkler will leave it for Belcher in the right corner. Three ball is up. It's no good. Sullinger down the rebound for Highland. Here come the Rebels on the break. And they get it to Heisler. Heisler pulls up with a long three, and it's good. Highslip now with 12 points in the game, and the Thayer Bobcat lead is down to 9. 46-37. Deckard crosses the timeline, dribbles away from the double team. Gives ball up to Riley White, back to Hollis Deckard. Ooh, thought about the three, doesn't take it. Bobcats once had an 18-point lead in this game. It's down to 9. Thayer having trouble finding anybody to put the ball in the hole here in the third period. Continue to work around the perimeter. Now Deckard with a deep three, and it's good. Hollis Deckard with his third three-pointer of the ball game. That one brought to you by the Community First Banking Company. The Bobcat lead is back to 12. Actually, it's up to 14. 49-35. Highland with it. On top, just inside the three-point line. Shot is up and no good for Jensen. And that's the end of our third quarter. Our score, Thayer 49, Highland 35. Well, I said 37, so they added a bucket too. I guess they've added a bucket for Highland. So that's what I thought. It should be a 12-point game. 49-37, Thayer leads. Headed to the fourth quarter. Here against the Highland Rebels and the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Well, it should be a good fourth quarter coming up. The Thayer Bobcats with a 12-point lead over the Highland Rebels, 49-37. Bobcats scored 11 points in that third period, while Highland scored 14 to cut into the Bobcat lead. Highland led now by Owen Heislip, who has scored 12 points in the game. Thayer led by Hollis Deckard, who has 13, 12 for Belcher, and 11 for Trinkler. Although Trinkler has not scored in the second half. Here's Belcher going down the right side of the lane, puts one up with one hand, no good. And rebound controlled by Highland. So the Rebels' chance to get back within 10 here with a bucket. They swing it around the outside. Sullinger goes in the lane, kicks it back outside for Jensen. Jensen is going to get that low and calls double dribble. Jensen called for a double dribble. He looked at Coach, and Coach shakes his head. Coach Adam Wolf, and he says, yeah, you did. Fared inbound here against the full court, man-to-man pressure. Hollis Deckard brings it down in the backcourt. Working against the defender, brings him across the timeline on the dribble. Hollis going all the way up the left side of the lane, gives it out to Dominic Boyce. He shoots a three. It's no good. Belcher rebounds and puts it back up and in. Belcher going hard to the glass for the Thayer Bobcats. And Jaden now with 14 to lead the Bobcats in scoring tonight. Highland bringing it around to the right side. Heislip's got it there. Somebody better jump out on him. He's been hot from the three-point line. He kicks it outside to Jensen. Jensen with a shot. Stanford. Stanford hits one from the left side. That is a three-pointer for Stanford. 5 points for him in the game, and the lead is now 51-40. Thayer leads it by 11. Highland works it to the right side. Got it to Trinkler in the corner. Back out to Riley White. High post. He hands it back to Trinkler, cutting around, and he goes all the way in the bucket and scores. The freshman now with 13 for Thayer. The Bobcat lead is back to 13 at 53-40. Highland walking it up the floor. They'll give it up to Heislip. Heislip back outside to Sullinger. Sullinger, now they push it down inside. There's a bucket for Stanford. Good ball movement there for Highland. Thayer inbounds the ball against the full court pressure. Now double team as Deckard brings it across the timeline. He swings it down, and we get a timeout called by Coach Matt Pitts. 6 minutes to play in the game. Thayer leads it by 11, 53-42. We have a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30. This timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Wilder Foley, and Capri Bristow in Thayer.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Well, Thayer Bobcats lead is 11. Thayer inbounding the ball here. He got it to Hollis Deckard. He's poked away from behind. And Highland off on the break, all the way to the basket. Shot no good, but a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. That was number zero, Jimmy Jensen. He made the steal from Deckard, and Trinkler fouled him on the other end. Didn't let him shoot the uncontested layup. So he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. First one is up, and it's good. 7 points now on the night for Highland, for Jimmy Jensen. They have five players with at least 5 points in the game, and second shot is no good. The rebound knocked out of bounds off the hands of the Highland Rebels. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer again to trigger it in against the man-to-man pressure. Belcher looking for somebody. They have to hurry now. And the ball is a five-second call. Bobcats had Trinkler and Deckard back there. Neither one of them could get open for Belcher to inbound the ball. Bayer with a five-second call. And Highland down by 10 with a chance to get right back in it here. They get it inside for a shot. No good. Rebound Belcher. Belcher drives for Thayer all the way down the court. Lays it up with the left hand and in. Belcher now with 16 for the Thayer Bobcats. And the lead is back to 12 with 5:48 to play in the game. Highland, I told you earlier that they're hanging around, a couple of buckets here and there, and they're right back in it. Highland working around a perimeter, trying to force it inside. Ball stolen by Hollis Deckard. Deckard going the other way is going to get fouled by number 4, Huckabee. Nate Huckabee, that'll be his first. That is team foul number 1 in the fourth quarter against Highland. There, Bobcats will inbound it at midcourt. Deckard gets open in the backcourt, working against the defense of Jensen. Double team comes to him. His pass almost stolen by Highslip. Going to go out of his bounds and off his hands. So Thayer, Coach Matt Pitts, wants another timeout. This half-court trap has given the Bobcats fit. 5:26 to go in the game. Thayer leads it by 12 over Highland. We're back to the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network. This timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
And we're back here at the A.L. Hudson Center. Thayer Bobcats got the ball inbounded to Deckard, bringing it across the timeline. Hounded by the defense. Highland's gone to a man-man here. Thayer looking to penetrate. No look pass inside to Riley White. He scores. Riley White now with 8 points. That was a beautiful play by Hollis Deckard. The penetration just inside the free throw line and then dished it off. Here's a shot for Highland. No good. Rebound Belcher. Bobcats on the fly. Belcher gets turned at midcourt. Maintains control of the ball. Now throws it away. Highland's got it going the other way. Highslip has his shot blocked from behind by Jaden Belcher. Good patience there defensively by Belcher. He's right behind Highslip, but he waited until he released the ball, then went up and swatted it away. It goes out of bounds, so Highland will inbound down under the bucket, down by 14. Ball comes way out front for Huckabee. Let's swing it right side to Sullinger. A Highslip for three more. Yes! Highslip. Now it's 15. That is his third three-pointer of the game. And the Thayer lead is back to 9. No, it's 11. I'm sorry. And here the ball is knocked away from Trinkler going up the left sideline. So Thayer will inbound it with 4:34 to go in the game. Deckard will inbound to the far side. Got it there to Riley White. Riley gives it back to Deckard, who comes to greet it. Out between the circles, top of the key. Works it to the left side, going down the left side of the lane, all the way to the bucket. Misses the layup, gets his own rebound, going back up again. Count it, and a foul! Hollis Deckard gave about 4 pump fakes, and finally, number 10, Owen Highslip, got him on the hand. Hollis puts it up and in. 15 in the game for Hollis Deckard, for Thayer. Now Dominic Boyce will check out. Heath Combs. Back in the ball game for the Thayer Bobcats. That gives them a little more ball handling control. And the free throw for Hollis Deckard is good. 16 on the night for Deckard, and the Thayer Bobcat lead now is back to 14 at 60-46. Now they will inbound it with 4:21 to play in the game. They roll it to midcourt to stop the clock from starting. Excuse me. Highland working around the perimeter. Got the high slip again. Somebody better jump on him. He's been hot in the second half. He's doing a little behind-the-back dribble. Goes down to the corner in the left. He's calmed and hounding him. He'll go cross-court with a pass. Shot is up and good for number 1, Jacob Abbott. A three-pointer for Abbott. It's back to a 9-point Bobcat lead. Here's Belcher. Breaks the full-court press. Going to the hole. Is going to get fouled. Foul's going to be on Gregson, number 23 for Highland. Belcher will go to the line and shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting there. 3:54 to go in the ballgame. Belcher, first free throw is up. Left it short off the front of the rim. Belcher scored 15 tonight. Hollis Decker, 16 tonight. Deckard has 16 to lead the Bobcats. And now 17 for Belcher. And you heard the buzzer, so Highland making a substitution here. A couple of subs going in. Number 23 is checked into the game. That is Gregson. Number 1, Stanford comes out. Number 4, Huckabee. Oh, Stanford stays in. They just brought in 1. Here's the ball around the high slip on the left side. Another long 3, and it's good. Folks, he is feeling it now. Hit that 3. That's 18 points in the game now for him. And the Thayer Bobcats turn it over against the press again. Sullinger's got it for Highland. Highland, Sullinger going to baseline. Oh, shoots it up over the rim. And they're going to call basket interference on the Thayer Bobcats. So the basket is good for Sullinger. That makes it 61-54. Bobcats inbound the ball to Trinkler, and it was poked away from him and out of bounds from behind by Sullinger. Thayer just having trouble getting the ball inbound. Then having trouble hanging on to it when they do have it. Belcher will be the trigger man on the far side in the corner. Got into Trinkler. Trinkler handles it up across the timeline and gets it across. Now swings over to Hollis Deckard. 3:17 to go. They are up by 7 with the ball. Hollis Deckard hands to Combs, coming around to meet him. Now Belcher, now left side to Trinkler. Trinkler. Bobcats are back to the starters on the floor right now. Here to give the Belcher in the right corner. Bobcats down to 12 on the shot clock. Got it to Deckard. Fired a 3. It's off the rim. No good. Riley White had the rebound and lost it out of bounds. Hey, Bobcats turn it over with 2:55 to play. Highland now with a chance to really make this final 2 minutes and 54 seconds interesting. If they score on this trip, this will be a really fun final 2 minutes. Highland with the ball. They got out front to Heisler. Heisler. Thought about shooting it from there, the volleyball line. Instead, gives it inside to Sullinger. Sullinger turns, shoots, and scores. Sullinger now with 14. Highland back to within 5 with that bucket. 61-56. They are breaking a full-court pressure. Hollis Deckard with it. Pulls up the dribble. Gives it now to Riley White. Riley on the left side. Back to Deckard. Now around to Trinkler. Trinkler gives to Heath Combs. Heath works it to the right side. Got it there to Belcher. Belcher on the dribble. Down to 12 seconds on the shot clock. Thayer got to start looking for the shot here. Got to Trinkler for 3. It's off the rim. No good. Heath Combs down the rebound, but not before we get a foul call. Heath Combs going to be called for a foul on the rebound. Got a hand on a defender, pushed him away. But the official saw what he called. That is the third team foul on Thayer here in the fourth quarter. So neither team close to shooting free throws yet. Down to 1:58 to go. Thayer by 5. Highland with a basketball. They go to high slip. Thought about taking a 3. Now penetrates toward the basket. Shot is up. No good. Rebound off the Belcher. Belcher races up the floor for Thayer. Bobcat. Belcher. Puts the double team. Goes to the rack. Count it and the foul. That's a big play right there by Jaden Belcher. Belcher now with 19 in the game for Thayer. And we'll go to the free throw line, trying to make it a 20-point night for the sophomore. Dribbles it once, twice, puts it up with a right hand, and it is good. Belcher with 20 tonight to lead the way for the Thayer Bobcats. With 1:40 to go in the game, Thayer back up by 8, 64-56. Highland, bringing it up out of the backcourt. That is Jensen. Jensen wanted the 3, couldn't find it. Gives the ball up to Stanford. He goes in the lane. 1 step. Shot. No good. Rebound, Belcher. Bobcats have got a lead out to Combs. Belcher tries to hit him with a pass. It's deflected. Belcher going to the bucket. Couldn't score. Rebound picked up by Riley White, who puts it up and in. Riley White now in double figures with 10 for the Thayer Bobcats, who have got 4 players in double figures. Highland brings up the floor, and Coach Adam Wolf wants a timeout to talk about things. 66-56. Thayer by 10 with 1 minute to go in the ballgame. We'll be back to the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502, packaged with a front-end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
A timeout brought to you by Roger Foley, Shelter Insurance in Thayer. We'll say thanks again to some more Bobcat Boosters, Toyota West Plains, to Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, and Legacy Auto Body and Towing. Highland inbounds the basketball after timeout. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Riley White for the Thayer Bobcat. So Thayer with a 10-point lead. Under a minute to go, Deckard gets it up across the timeline. Thayer with 28 on the shot clock, gets the ball to the free throw line to White. White over to Trinkler, now Deckard on top. He'll give to Heath Combs coming around. Heath got rid of it. Well thrown at the Belcher. Belcher has a dive after a loose ball. And Coach Matt Pitts gets a quick timeout. 38 seconds to play in the game. Thayer by 10. We'll take a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Roger Foley in Thayer. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
Oh, Thayer Bobcat basketball, 38 seconds to go in the game. Thayer leading by 10. Bobcat's looking to get to that semifinal game tomorrow. 3 o'clock against Flippin. And boy, I tell you, Flippin looked awfully good. We're playing here in the Maverick division of the Bad Boy Mowers tournament. There, Bobcats inbound the ball. Jacob Deckard, excuse me, Hollis Deckard. I said Dan's name again. Hollis Deckard working around the floor, got over the Trinkler. Trinkler down low and out of Deckard on the baseline. Loses the dribble, gives it out to Trinkler. Bobcats just playing keep away here. There's a long shot up at the buzzer. No. I say the buzzer, Bobcats had the shot clock running down. We are in Arkansas. We are playing with a shot clock. And Thayer didn't realize it, I don't think, on that possession. So here comes Highland down by 10 with the ball. Highland pulls up way outside. Gives the ball up. Now gets it right back. And that is, that was Jensen. Deep three, no good. Rebound, gets on the floor. Mad scramble after it. And we're going to get a held ball, and the possession will belong to the Highland Rebels. 6.9 seconds to play in the game. So it looks like the Thayer Bobcats will advance to the semifinals with a win here over Highland. Long shot by Highland up and no good. Rebound Belcher. All he's got to do is stand there. There's the buzzer to end our game. Thayer wins it 66-56 over the Highland Rebels here at the A.L. Hutchinson Center in Highland, Arkansas.